The rain held off. When I went out to join Ned on the bench, which faces Shed B across the parking lot, Arky Arcanian was there smoking a cigarette and talking pirate baseball with the kid. Arky made as if to leave when I showed up, but I told him to stay put. "I'm going to tell Ned about the Buick we keep over there," I said, nodding toward the shed across the way. "If he decides to call the men in the white coats because the Troop D sergeant commanding has lost his shit, you can back me up. After all, you were here." Arky's smile faded. His iron gray hair fluffed around his head in the limp, hot breeze that had sprung up. "You sure that a good idea, Sarge?" "Curiosity killed the cat," I said, but satisfaction brought him back. Shirley finished from behind me. "A great big dose of it is what Trooper Curtis Wilcox used to say. Can I join you, or is this the boys' club today?" "No sex discrimination on the smoker's bench," I said. "Join us, please." Like me, Shirley had just finished her shift, and Steph Colucci had taken her place at dispatch. She sat next to Ned, gave him a smile, and brought a pack of Parliaments out of her purse. It was 2002, we all knew better. Had for years and went right on killing ourselves. Amazing. Or maybe considering we live in a world where drunks can crush state troopers against the sides of 18-wheelers and where make-believe Buicks show up from time to time at real gas stations, not so amazing. Anyway, it was nothing to me right then. Right then I had a story to tell.